I'm taking the floor today to express Canada's profound regret that Syria has assumed the presidency of the Conference on Disarmament. As the G7 foreign ministers stated in their joint communique in Toronto in 23rd April, we deplore the fact that Syria will assume the presidency of the Conference on Disarmament in May, given its consistent and flagrant disregard of international non-proliferation and disarmament norms and agreements. To be clear, the Assad regime has used chemical weapons against its own people. Syria has no legitimacy to sit in the chair and preside over this forum. Canada is deeply committed to the CD, as demonstrated by Minister Freeland's speech to this body in February. However, Canada feels strongly that the credibility of the CD is gravely undermined when the representative of a state which has clearly and repeatedly violated its international disarmament obligation presides over it. Canada has previously expressed concern about the CD's strict rotation of the presidency, as it allows states which do not comply with their disarmament and non-proliferation commitments to nevertheless assume a role in its operation. That Syria would serve as president only reinforces our view that serious reform of the CD is required. The Chemical Weapons Convention is one of the signature achievements of the conference, yet the current president is actively and repeatedly challenging its integrity. To highlight the hypocrisy of the Syrian regime, throughout June, we will also be giving our voice to the survivors of chemicals attacks in Syria by sharing their testimonies. Dans son dernier rapport.
Last October, in its last report, the OPCW UN Joint Investigation Mechanism concluded that on April 4, 2017, Syrian government forces deployed in Khan Cheikhoun an aerial bomb containing sarin gas. This marked at least the fourth time that the Syrian regime was determined to have been responsible for the use of chemical weapons. On that occasion, Syria's military used the very nerve agent that it claimed to have shipped out of the country for destruction. And the results were atrocious for hundreds of civilians. Human Rights Watch has interviewed many who saw the horror of the effect of chemical weapons. For example, Abdelaziz Al-Youssef, who arrived in the area targeted by Syrian forces merely a few minutes after the attacks in order to help relatives, declared the following, and I quote, "People were trying to flee, moving into basements, but as they walked, they collapsed, and those who came to their help collapsed as well. The gas spread up to 500 or 600 meters. Casualties were not only in the place that was hit. There were martyrs all over the entire neighborhood. Those who stayed asleep did not wake up. Those who were in basements suffocated and died. Those who woke up went out and were affected. I swear, those who survived can't describe what happened. It was like Judgment Day. People were collapsing everywhere." Another witness interviewed by Human Rights Watch is Fatima Abdelatif Al-Youssef, who lived merely meters away from the site. She said, and I quote, "My cousin went out onto the balcony. She's 16, and she was choking. I tried to help her. We poured water on her, but she passed out. My aunt passed out. At that point, I also passed out, but I came to later. My uncle's wife, who lives in the same building, knocked on the door of the apartment. She said, 'Let me in, help me.' I tried to drag her in, but I couldn't carry her because I'm small and she was heavy. I left her on the floor by the door to go up to the second floor to get my uncle to come help me. He went down to help her, but he never came back." End of quote. According to Fatima and her cousin, seven people living in the same house died during the Khan Cheikhoun chemical weapons attack, including two children aged 7 and 10. Nearly 100 innocent victims died in the most horrible way in Khan Cheikhoun.
Si cela ne suffit pas pour...
If that's not enough to show that it's truly appalling that Syria is chairing a UN multilateral body responsible for negotiating disarmament treaties, we need to remind this assembly that the use of chemical weapons requires possession of them. Failure to disclose such possession creates a second violation of the Chemical Weapons Convention by Syria, namely, its failure to be truthful in its declaration. Canada has actively participated in international efforts to destroy Syria's declared chemical weapons. But for years, these efforts have been stymied by Syria's obfuscation tactics, refusal to cooperate with the OPCW, and its unwillingness to get rid of all its chemical weapons.
Our proof, if any more was needed, of a conscious choice by Syria's senior leadership to ignore its legal obligations and flout the global taboo against chemical weapons. The use of any chemical weapon is morally reprehensible and constitutes a war crime for which continued impunity is intolerable. Perpetrators must be held accountable. Canada condemns Syria's continued and callous disregard of international law. This cannot be ignored and must be denounced. Syria has turned its back on the very principles on which this forum stands. Put simply, Syria is manifestly unsuited to preside over the conference. Since Syria's decision to assume the rotating function of the CD president is unacceptable to Canada, our permanent representative will not participate in any plenary meetings during this presidency. Syria's disregard for international law and the commitment it has made is protected by Russia, which has 12 times vetoed resolutions in the Security Council, including the resolution which would have renewed the mandate of the UN-OPCW Joint Investigative Mechanism. This protection breeds impunity, and this impunity breeds contempt. And today, Syria contemptuously stands forward to preside our meetings.